Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks, indeed. We're wrapping things up on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Barry Rosner in for Dan. He had to go catch a train, fellas. It's Mac and Parkins here for transition. Our thanks go out to Tom Keegan, Armin Kedian, Chris Ranji, and Len Casper, all for hanging out on the show this morning. We did plenty of golf talk today as we set the field for the Masters at Augusta.
Well, what's your partner got a tee time?
What the hell is that? Well, you know, it's getting warm out, Dan. It's nice. We don't have the sun, you know, because that apparently doesn't pop up for another couple of days. But yeah, it's golf playing weather.
It would be a good day to play nine holes. Nope. It's not bad at all out
there.
This
is the kind of weather where you get out there and nobody's there, right, and you get to work on a few things. Sure, the greens are terrible and soggy, and maybe don't even putt, but work on the short
game.
How is
your game? Are you any good?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a lot
better.
You
look like you'd be good.
I'm okay. Obviously, the last 2 years working the baseball schedule, I got out twice, once for the White Sox charity thing, and then once, you know, when a rainout popped up, and then it was just bad golf anyway.
That ain't right.
But it was, yeah, it was what it was. I could keep it around 47, 46, and if I'm playing really, if I play a lot over the summer, I can get it around 40.
Okay, well, all in the meaning of, in the spirit of team unity, we have to have an outing this summer.
Let's do it. Love an outing.
Bernstein has started.
Does Bernstein play?
Yeah, he has started.
Oh, yeah, he's got his kid playing
around,
too.
Of course, that means you get 3.5 hours in a cart with him if you want it.
No. Partner swap, right? Isn't that the thing that we're doing?
Yes.
No, we can switch. Yeah.
All right. I'm taking Connor right now.
Fine. Works
the
for
The Irishman against the Jewish fellas.
All right. Fair enough. I'm so bad at golf, and I used to be good, and so it's just horrible.
I expect it to be a round of suck.
All right, good.
Suck less. Yeah. It's just suck less than the other. That's all you got to do.
We scramble. Take the best shot of each twosome.
I like that. Bring transition onto the golf course.
Team.
Scrambles are the best because you get out there, you play golf, you come back in, and these people are like, well, how was your round? How'd you play? And you get to go, all right, I had a couple of good shots.
I made a few contributions.
Really tough to get into a rhythm out there. You have your built-in excuse and a way to pump up your game all in the same afternoon of golf. It's the perfect way to play.
I just give them my scramble score. Well, yeah, shot a 75.
There it is.
They're like, oh, yeah, don't ask any follow-up questions.
Came
75.
In hot, putted really well today, so did the other three guys I was hanging out with.
Yeah, exactly.
Worked out really well. Transition brought to you by The Tile Shop, by the way. The Tile Shop is open to both pros and the public with 12 Chicago area locations. Visit tileshop.com.
By the way, did you say Kedian? Isn't it Armin Kedian?
I've been pronouncing his name 9 different ways since. You know how every once in a while there's a name that pops up for you that you can't say it? I can't say.
I've always heard Kedian.
It is Kedian.
Me too.
Yeah. It is Kedian.
I mean, I don't really care.
And,
he's not here.
Five times out of 10 today, I've said Kedian. And while we had him on, I said Kedian each and every time.
That's all that matters.
But I've really been unable to sustain any kind of.
You got your free book. You're good.
I read three
free
chapters
book,
of
free
it
segments.
Last night. Barry's pouring through the whole thing last night, too. It is actually. I opened it up. So you get the Tiger Woods book, and then they talk about the Armin Kedian book that was handed out to us. We had him on as a guest. Book's out yesterday. And I knew that I wasn't able to read the entire thing yesterday. I had to fix the TV, which, by the way, we're good to go.
Good for you.
I opened it right up to the Tiger at the Masters in 97. It's the first chapter I wanted to read. And it's really good. It's the background that he does and the searching that they've – it's two authors that they've done to bring you – a perspective on such a globally known entity is actually pretty impressive.
He's a hard topic to do because what's not been said about Tiger Woods?
Everything.
Right?
And I think that's the approach that you've got to take when you're dealing with a monolithic character like this. Yeah, everything is, you've seen it all, but you have to find the rest of that structure that's underneath. You have to find the places that that people haven't gone before. And he
did
actually,
Tiger participate in the book?
He did not. And actually, in the prologue, there's a very long explanation as to why and how he's not looked into it. But he mentioned they've looked at every word he's spoken in public since he got on tour. They looked at, you know, every single press conference he's ever given.
They've not all been pretty.
No, they have not. And that's part of it. But yeah. I wasn't
blue collar shirt, Buddha, sex addiction.
I'm your son, the tramp.
That was a rough one.
I wasn't really, you know, I opened for the golf. So I really wasn't. I didn't have to go. I will read it, but I didn't have to go read the scandal stuff.
I mean,
that's why I pick up any book. I want the sordid details.
It?
Yeah, tell me how dark it got.
That will be different for you. It won't be different for you with Tiger, considering we talked about.
I'm interested in the 97 stuff because it was so huge.
Yeah.
I mean, so iconic.
Yeah.
And I hate throwing that word out, but it fits here.
No, it does. He changed the game.
Yeah, I want to know all about his fall from grace.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Me too, especially because it seemed like that fueled him on the course. Like, he was not divergent necessarily, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it was part of him, and it was part of what made him great and feel like he was above it all.
Yeah, the invincible Tiger needed all of this extra
so they're not
entourage
separate.
To push him forward. Yeah, that's a fairly interesting point.
Like, normally I'm not too concerned with what anyone does in the privacy of their own homes or whatever. Don't break the law. It's fine. It's between a husband and a wife. It's all good. But it seemed like that was part of Tiger being larger than life in his own mind, was that he deserved all of that. And I still remember Howard Stern did a competition. I forgot what he called it, but it was after the whole thing broke, and he had three different of Tiger Woods' mistresses in there.
Oh, right.
And he did like a pageant on the air, and it was like $5,000, a flat screen TV, a trip, like, you know what I mean, to whoever was like Mistress
like
Tiger Woods.
It would rival the small penis contest he had.
Yeah, he's had a lot of them. And but it was so captivating. I think it's on YouTube. You could go check it out, because like one of the women was like, yeah, I mean, all it was like private jets and wining and dining, and like he treated me like I was his wife. And then the other one was like, all he cared about was like, it was very degrading and dehumanizing and like rough in the bedroom. And like he was like living out different personalities and different lives with every woman that he was with.
You
it
know what that is?
Crazy.
That is expensive.
Yeah.
And that is expensive, both in the very physical way and in the mental way. And apparently that cost, that bill comes around.
It's been a few years now, but I saw some of the language in his prenup, and it was incredibly unique. She had escalator clauses. The longer they stayed together.
No joke.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember all of it, but I remember it being really, really weird.
I want the O.J. Simpson 5-part 30 for 30.
Right.
I want that on Tiger, because Tiger's one of the most fascinating athletes ever.
More than 5 parts. I mean, that is. It's such. I mean, it's a culture changing moment. His arrival. It's not just one moment. Obviously, I mean, the Masters. Yes, but
yeah.
His arrival on tour changed every sport, not just his.
But and child prodigy, the stuff with his dad, the comeback, the injuries.
Have you guys ever walked with Tiger? Have you ever been at a tournament and
no.
walked with?
Yes.
I, at the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits back in, I think this is 2008, went to a 3-way playoff. Tiger wasn't in it. Vijay Singh ends up winning the thing.
I was there.
I saw
Donald Trump at that tournament.
Did
actually.
You really?
Yep.
I saw Ellen Nordgren.
Yeah.
Standing right next to her.
There
I was there on the, I think it's the par 3 over the water there. I think it's 15, I think it is.
I remember
standing
thinking, like,
right
wow,
there.
I'm in really bad shape because I was tired walking the course.
Oh, it was awful.
Dude, it's all on
it's
the hills.
Horrendous.
And I'm just standing on flat ground, and afterwards I'm driving home, and I'm like, I'm really sore.
Guys play shots off this?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I was so sore after watching a golf
tournament. You guys are in your early 30s, too. Wait,
I mean,
just stick around
a little
while.
I was 08. So that's, I mean, that's 10 years ago. I was 22.
Wow.
And
it's embarrassing,
sober.
Mac.
Are you that fragile?
Terribly fragile. Yeah.
My goodness.
Don't attack me, ever. You will win.
I have no desire to.
I'm just saying.
There will
Yet.
Be no joy for you Yet. In that. It will be over so fast you won't even get to have fun.
Connor McKnight, tell the listeners the truth. You miss Dan Bernstein a little bit?
Yeah, I miss Dan Bernstein.
Do you miss
bit.
Him a little
sure,
bit?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, at the end of the week, I will have done 3 more shows with Dan than I have with Barry. Yeah. I mean,
it's a race.
Right?
It's I don't know if you guys ever just started dating somebody and then someone has a business trip right around the corner and it sort of puts things on hiatus.
Yeah.
It's a little bit frustrating. You guys texting regularly?
You know what? He does not have the cell service in Italy, so it's been DMs mostly. I was telling you, on Twitter.
I was going to say he can tweet.
Yeah, he's got the Wi-Fi, so he's been tweeting back and forth. I mentioned this in the show. He shot me, and I think he tweeted a photo, a picture of where he was going to eat, this Il Trattoria. I can't even pretend to speak the language. Trattoria or something like that. The picture is of what looks to be a jail with one window, soft light in the back. I swear to you, there's bars on this, and he's going to eat there. This is where he's choosing to have his meal. He's
like, I bet it's great.
It's very granular.
Great. It's going to look great.
He heard it was granular.
He goes, the neighborhood seems sketchy, though.
Sure. Sure.
Great. I don't know if he feels like he's Anthony Bourdain and he has to take his life in his hands to feel any sort of joy anymore.
He has to have the smug approach to eating in Italy. I got back from my 2-week honeymoon in Italy and he's like, did you go to this place? Like, it was a restaurant. I was like, no. He's like, did you go to this place? I was like, no. He's like, oh, unbelievable.
Dan,
I'm like, Dan, there's 1,500 restaurants in Florence. It's the size of like 100,000 people.
He wants you to go to one that's a shoebox.
He wants me to go to the one that he went to.
Dan,
I went to good restaurants in Florence.
Dan seems to me to be the guy who needs to eat the blowfish because it could kill him. Like, that's the kind of risk he wants to take.
He's a foodie.
With his, he needs it because it's dangerous.
He contends he doesn't relax real well. So I would have to think, given circumstances, this is probably not his best vacation ever.
Yeah, I would think he's a little bit on edge. And I was wondering if that's maybe why he's being more active on social media. Don't forget about me, guys. I will be back for my show. Here are my really baggy clown khakis.
And the Adidas track pants. Yeah. And the Adidas track pants today or yesterday or whatever it was.
But listen, I shouldn't talk. I basically stayed in sports t-shirts my entire honeymoon through Italy, but his khakis look
amazing.
A much larger man's khakis at their bar mitzvah.
We talked about him today.
It looks like Rick Camp's khakis. That's what it looks like.
It looks like they're the torn remnants of other pants sewn together to make one giant pair of pants. And that's
really
the only way you can buy them.
That's
what he's chosen to do. It's the life. I'm sure it's comfortable. It's probably warm in Italy. It's certainly warmer than here.
He's back Monday?
Yeah, I think he's back Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, he flies in at some point over the weekend.
I don't want anyone to get the impression I'm missing him, but I was, just eager to hear the vibe of the show continue as rolling.
We hit show number 10 yesterday. It was a tremendous anniversary for
us. Yeah? You guys go out? You guys celebrate?
We're celebrating tonight.
That's right.
We're celebrating tonight. We're going out for big steaks tonight.
Really?
Big meal tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's why everybody's wearing buttons.
Taking the whole crew. Yeah, well, otherwise it gets a little dangerous. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, look how good I look.
Makes sense to me. What do you guys got coming up this afternoon?
We're football-y again.
Football.
There's football stuff to talk about. The Odell Beckham trade looks like it is a reasonable possibility.
Yeah, that got a little smelly while we were doing the show.
And I don't understand.
I don't know how much. Listen, when Adam Schefter, you mentioned it when we came in here. Adam Schefter is tweeting out like hard facts on this now, which up until that point, I kind of thought, not happening.
He apparently just went on NFL Live or SportsCenter, one of them, and said that he expects the Giants will be trading Odell Beckham for a first and third or fourth round pick. Because the report was the Giants wanted two firsts for it, which, okay, if you're getting two firsts and you don't have to give an $80 to $100 million contract, and he's got some questionable off-the-field stuff, I still really disagree with it, but you can make the argument. If Odell Beckham, who is just based on talent, one of the 10 most talented players in the sport. Not most valuable.
What else would you base the most talented player in the sport on?
Well, valuable, I guess, is how people would normally do that metric with
Fair
quarterbacks
point.
Or whatever. But like, just in terms of raw talent, he's top 10. I don't think you could debate that. Trading him in his prime for future draft picks is so ludicrous. I don't understand what they're doing. And then if they draft a running back, which is a for now position, Eli Manning should demand a trade. Like, that is a travesty if he has to go back and play at, 38 years old with no Odell Beckham. It would be ridiculous.
I find what the Giants are now seemingly doing fascinating. I find what the Jets are doing. You guys read the Todd Bowles comments, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that, we traded up there to 3, and, we don't have a guy. We pay just
we're not
anybody
sure, huh?
Who gets to us is fine by us. It doesn't. Yeah, we gave up a ton to move up 3 spots, but whoever gets there is fine.
But the best part of that was not that he said, yeah, we got a different guys. He said, we have 6 or 7 that we like. You had the sixth pick.
That would be fine,
so
Todd.
Six or seven would have worked, and well, six also.
The math works.
Yeah. If you really want Barkley, six probably won't work.
I know you still think they traded up for a running back.
I think it's possible. There are people suggesting they're fools not to take him.
I don't know if you guys
care. Yeah, I can't.
I care only to this degree. Mel Kiper, the human haircut, said today that the first,
Chocula.
Second, third, and fifth picks will all be quarterbacks. And I only bring this up because it lets me a chance to mention again that he was supposed to have retired because Jimmy Clausen didn't end up being a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah,
he
can't
promised
hold that against
everyone.
Him.
I am. Watch me do it. He did it in front of everybody on live damn TV and said, if Jimmy Clausen doesn't turn out to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, I will quit. And yet here he is on the front page of my website.
Have you ever watched television before, Connor?
No, first time.
Oftentimes people say things that they lie about.
Yeah,
and then they change their mind.
Who's the dumbest future Hall of Famer you guys have had? Because we've all had
them. Oh, all of them. I mean,
NFL. I mean, we're on the NFL, so let's go NFL.
Oh,
somebody
sure.
You thought was going to be a surefire stud.
Yeah, Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart was
Matt
one
Leinart
for everybody.
Matt Leinart was going to be God, as far as I was concerned.
Okay. I thought Charles Rogers was going
to
be great.
He tried to live that way, that's for sure.
I thought John Baldwin, when the Chiefs drafted him, I was like, 17, 20 yards a catch. He's Plaxico Burress and Hines Ward, and I was in Herman Moore. I was combining all of these random wide receivers into the receiver from Pitt that the Chiefs just selected. And then he tweeted out a video of him running at 4 a.m. saying rise and grind. And I was like, he's working hard. Like, maybe it's going to be Randy Moss. I was like, maybe I sold him low on this. And he's like the worst player in the history of the NFL.
I think I hit my head on the ceiling when the Bears took Darnell Autry.
Yeah, you love that one?
Oh, boy, was I wrong. He did have one 100-yard game in his career, though. He had one as an Eagle.
Peacock around the hallways when he hit it.
Oh, my God. Yes,
I did
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I did it.
I wore purple for the next 5 days.
But we actually have a ton of baseball today as well. But Olin Krutz will be joining us at 2:20, and he is fantastic. And he is, like a lot of former players and I think a lot of current players, totally perplexed over the new targeting initiative that also can be called on offensive players.
Right.
So we're going to let him spout off on that. Olin Krutz at 2:20, the best baseball writer in the country. Jeff Passan starts his weekly appearances with us at 3:00. Can't do it at 4 today. Baseball predictions, Cubs Sox props. We got a lot to do.
The McNeil and Parkins, they're coming up next. McKnight and Bernstein tomorrow with Jed Hoyer and Rick Hahn. We'll talk to you then. Boys, have a good one.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.